This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We're about to hear from the editor of the Sydney Star Observer, Scott Abrams. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And just having a nice old chuckle over Mr. Fred Niles.
Oh, poor Fred. He's in a bit of trouble today. Of course, his staff did it. He wouldn't access porn himself. Well, at least that's what he's saying.
Well, isn't that bizarre? I was looking at the story on the Daily Telegraph website, and it said his computer, his login, not his computer, his login, had been used 200,000 times.
That's right. 200,000 suspect hits recorded on his login. Now, look.
He must have a very big staff.
Sorry?
He must have a very big staff.
Yes, he must have a very big staff. I mean, 200,000 seems like an awful lot of hits, so you'd think that perhaps there'd be multiple staff in his office looking at pornography.
Yes, and they might have their own logins.
Well, you would have thought that would have made more sense, but who knows how the New South Wales government operates these days, and seriously. I thought there was a really... what was interesting, though, is that they talk about that he was accessing information on the Australian Sex Party.
Yes.
So maybe he's feeling a little threatened.
Yes.
Accessing, they did have a good showing.
They did. Accessing information on the ASP and researching the internet filter.
No, of course, because they're both state issues at the moment, aren't they?
The other bit that I thought was quite amusing when I was reading through the story is that the New South Wales Parliament have installed a firewall so that members of the lower house cannot access such material, but they haven't installed that firewall for the senators.
No, that's right. Amanda Fazio, who's the Legislative Council President, doesn't believe in internet censoring. So it's a bit strange, isn't it? The two houses of the New South Wales Parliament actually have completely different standards from each other. Oh, hang on, that's probably not so surprising at all, is it?
No, not at all. Well, let's leave
well,
that.
We have a love affair with Fred up here. You know, we did have his head on a platter in Mardi Gras up the street one year. So,
indeed, in fact, I've been told he'd be more than happy to come on my show one day. Up to now, I've declined.
Is he flying in?
Apparently, he comes down here fairly frequently.
Oh, let me know. I'll be happy to pop in as well.
And he said, according to a little feeler I had from his staff at one stage, he'd be happy to come in and talk to me next time he's in Melbourne. So far, I've resisted the temptation.
Oh, go on. You know you want to.
Well, then perhaps I could bring him together with Steve Fielding. It could be the start of a beautiful relationship.
I was going to say, he's your type, though, isn't he? Fred looks a bit like your type.
Oh, please. Now, let's get on to something a bit more serious.
Yes.
How's the same-sex adoption bill doing? How did that go yesterday?
Well, after 5 hours of debate yesterday, five very long hours of debate yesterday, it was adjourned, and we still don't have a date or a time for that debate to continue. But 26 MPs spoke yesterday, and 17 in favour of the bill, including... surprisingly, Premier Christina Keneally, who we know is a very devout Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of pleased to see that the support is quite diverse.
How was it going as far as the antis?
Well, you know, you could almost write the script for them. I mean, it's the usual kind of thing. I mean, there are calls to... You know, the whole, you know, children need a mother and a father, and how that single parents get along has always been a sort of a bit of concern for me as well. And then, Andrew Stone, who's the Nationals Party leader, Unfortunately for him, cited some research by G.A. Reckers, the American psychologist, who was claiming to be authoritative on same-sex parenting. Now, I don't know if you remember, but he's the Baptist minister that was disgraced, I think it was late last year, because he'd hired a 20-year-old rent boy to accompany him on a European vacation.
Just to carry his bags, Scott, just to carry his bags.
Oh, well, yes, of course. That's what we all hire rent boys for, isn't it? I have one every time I come to Melbourne to carry mine.
Oh, I wondered who
so
that
I
was.
I think perhaps Mr. Stoner was, perhaps his staff might want to have a better look at his information before he stands up and starts bowing.
Perhaps Fred Niles can put him right.
I think Fred's got other things on his plate at the moment, like learning how to clear a cache after looking at porn.
Yeah. Now, I got an email coming round yesterday in the midst of all this debate, saying that there was a lot of pressure being put on one MP in particular by the fundamentalist Muslim community up there.
Yeah, I had heard that. We're yet to confirm that, but obviously it is. We find it more difficult to get members of the Muslim community to have a conversation with us because of the nature of what we do. But I do have a reporter on that at the moment trying to figure out exactly what the details of that was.
Yeah, because it's the middle of Ramadan anyway, so they're going to be somewhat busy, I would imagine.
Well, I think so. But, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people that have a lot of opinion on same-sex adoption. And what is interesting, though, is that both the major parties are allowing their MPs to have conscience votes on this, which I haven't seen for quite some time. So as soon as the debate, they decide to finish the debate and get on with it, we do expect to see that legislation pass. So it seems fairly clear that there's a majority in favour.
Okay. And when do you think the vote is likely to come on now?
Well, we're kind of hoping that they'll tidy it up today, but who knows? You know, with Fred with his porn scandal and the other Labor MP with his porn scandal and online gaming scandal yesterday, you know, perhaps there might be a few other things that they have to take care of first.
Now, for those of us who live down in Victoria, is this a single-chamber parliament or a two-chamber parliament?
No, there's two chambers, but the ALP has a clear majority in it. In the upper house. That's
okay,
not really
so
going to be an issue.
That should not be an issue there. Scott, we've been hearing, I'm going to be talking to Adam Bant on the show a little later on, and one of the things I'm going to be asking him about is how come he didn't get an agreement with Labour to have a conscience vote on same-sex marriage as part of the agreement between the Greens. A lot of people have said that that might come about anyway because there's going to be pressure from within the Labour Party itself for a conscience vote, and I reckon Grainler might be one of the places it's coming from.
That's possible, although Anthony Albanese, who managed to hold on to the Labour member who managed to hold on to the seat by the skin of his teeth, I might add. Has refuted to us this week that same-sex marriage played a significant role in the Greens' massive swing in the seat. And for those listeners who don't know, the seat of Grainler takes in the very, very gay inner west areas of Glebe and Erskineville and Newtown and Chippendale, so just off to the city side. We actually also understand that the Tasmanian Independent, Andrew Wilkie, will be pushing for a conscience vote on same-sex marriage.
Yes, I've been hearing that.
Yeah.
One.
Well, we actually led the paper with it yesterday. And he seems that is sitting very high on his wish list of demands. And it seems Tony and Julia are quite happy to talk to anybody that will help push them over the line at the moment. So we're kind of hopeful that perhaps we might see something there.
Well, you never know. Because Wilkie has said that he's had Labour's response and it is not satisfactory. And he's waiting for Tony Abbott's response, which is something like, you know, give us $11 million by the sounds, I think, or $11
billion.
Well, I was
going to say, perhaps Tony's getting the same-sex marriage conscience vote costed by Treasury as well.
Yeah, now we know why he didn't want things costed by Treasury. be nice to watch him wriggle out of this one.
Yeah, it will be. But, I mean, look, Grainler's going to be an interesting... interesting when we next go to the polls, and depending on what happens with Tony Julia and the regional independents, we don't know really when that's going to be, because it's essentially it is in the position that Melbourne was in going into this election now, and that is that it's very marginal and the Greens are breathing down their neck. So, you know, we could end up with another Green lower house seat next time round. Yeah.
Well, I would have thought that would be concentrating Anthony Albanese's mind on pushing for same-sex marriage and or a conscience vote on said issue within the Labor Party.
Well, privately, he supports same-sex marriage, and he has made a point of pointing that out to us every time we speak to him. But of course, we know what the Labor Party's like with the party lines, and so obviously he must toe that. But to say that he's not a GLBT-friendly politician is probably not correct, but obviously party comes first.
Well, it will be interesting to see how it works out. What's your look into your crystal balls? Is that, how do you read it? Because to me, it seems like the longer this goes on, the more likely it is that Julia Gillard is going to get across the line.
To be quite frank, I think it's really still too difficult to call. But certainly the Treasury figures this morning would. If I was an independent MP, I would certainly question why I would be giving my support to the coalition based on that. I mean, $11 billion is a lot of money. That's, you know, you could buy a couple of houses in Sydney for that. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, maybe one on Point Piper.
and I think that could quite possibly sway the way that they were thinking. I mean, Bobcat is going to support the coalition regardless. I think that's fairly clear.
Oh, yes.
But it's where everybody else moves that we're interested in, obviously.
Yeah, it's a really strange situation. I'm finding it quite fascinating. And the funny thing is, I think, that even though if we do get over the line and we do get a minority government, whoever it is, all this horse trading is not going to stop.
Of course it's not. It's not over by a long shot. I mean, I'm in the fortunate position. My partner's from Tamworth, and his family knows Tony Windsor, a very, very pleasant man by all accounts. Mm. You know, and not one to make decisions lightly. So, I mean, you know, I think that there's reasonable chances that we could see some significant changes, if not to same-sex or to the Marriage Act, then certainly to the way that Parliament operates in this country, and that can't be a bad thing. It's been running for 200 years this way. Oh, sorry, 110 years this way. It's probably time that we freshened it up and made it a little bit more current.
Well, it's definitely a shift in power from the executive towards the House, which I personally don't think can be a bad thing, because there's been too much executive override happening, too much bulldozing things through, on the basis of everybody voting the party line. I think it's got to be a lot better if issues are vented more thoroughly on the House floor, even though it does look a bit more chaotic and doesn't please Rupert Murdoch.
Well, you never know. If he's getting a decent headline out of it, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Oh, he'll come round. He'll come round. As soon as he figures out how to make money out of it, he'll come round. All right. Thanks for that, Scott.
Cheers, Doug. And I hope your new balcony settles in well.
It's looking beautiful. Thank you very much.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.